Good morning, good people. It is 14th July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Camillus the Lelis priest. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 7 verses 1 to 9 and the gospel from Matthew chapter 11 verses 20 to 24. God takes initiatives to remove all our worries and fear. Nothing is stronger than God, and therefore God alone is sufficient to deal with our fear. In the first reading, the Lord told the king Ahaz that his fears were unnecessary and God could defend him. Quote, "Pay attention, keep calm, have no fear, do not let your heart sink." Unquote. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 4. God imparts three things to us. We need to listen to the voice of God than to the echoes of people around. Quote, "The heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind." Isaiah chapter 7 verse 2. When someone or something is making our life miserable, whose guidance we follow? Secondly, "If you do not stand by me, you will not stand at all." Isaiah chapter 7 verse 4. There is no alternative or option to God. To stand by means to go by the strategy and plans of God in dealing with our challenges. "There is none like you, O Lord." Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 6. Thirdly, God rushes to help us when we are faced with the situations and even when we do not seek the help of God. We are afraid of handling on our own even when we have our own backup plans. Gratuitous and unmerited gifts are always at our reach when we have faith in God. God's helpline is toll-free and round the clock. Quote, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear." Psalm 27 verse 1 and 3. In the gospel, Jesus complains about those who have chosen to close their minds. Even after receiving all the blessings from God, people did not listen to John the Baptist and Jesus, even when they were reaching out to them from different perspectives. When we go by the plan of God, every better option opens for us. At times, we choose to listen whatever suits our trajectories. The opportunities, blessings, and resources at our disposal is enormous. Yet, what God is looking for in our life is yet to be found. Quote, "For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Unquote. Matthew chapter 25 verse 29. Failure to use the gifts of God would lead us to lose it. Quote, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." Matthew chapter 5 verse 13. Whenever we have the issues of listening to the word of God, the reflection and the approach to the issues of life is also affected. If we are not listening to Jesus, we are listening to someone else. Time is up for total and unbiased listening to the voice of the Lord to live fruitfully. May God help us to be generous in giving ears to God's word. May you have a good day. God bless you.